President Biden and his Vice President Kamala Harris held their first event together since she replaced him as the Democratic nominee for the White House. And Joe Biden said his VP will make one hell of a president.
Today we take the next step. Thank you, Joe. Forward in our fight.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. So, we here, we believe deeply. Every senior in our nation should be able to live with security, stability, and dignity. And so in the United States of America, no senior should have to choose between either filling their prescription or paying their rent.
They were announcing the Biden administration's deal to significantly cut the cost of 10 common prescription drugs for millions of Americans, a deal the president said will cut drug costs for retirees on 10 key medicines, including treatments for diabetes and heart failure.
Too many Americans can't afford the drugs they badly need for life and death, so they skip doses, cut pills in half, forego prescriptions entirely because the prescription drugs are totally unaffordable. The woman the nurse you just met, she paid $900 a month. Well, guess what, man? She's going to pay nowhere near that. $9,000. She's going to pay, guess what? Beginning January, every single prescription drug she has, maximum she ever has to pay is $2,000, period.
Meanwhile, at his New Jersey golf club, Republican nominee Donald Trump blamed Kamala Harris for the inflation that has caused the price of everyday goods to rise in recent years.
Kamala Harris is a radical California liberal who broke the economy, broke the border, and broke the world, frankly. Very destructive to the entire world because as we go, oftentimes the world goes. Harris has just declared that tackling inflation will be a day one priority. But day one, really, for Kamala was 3.5 years ago. Where has she been? And why hasn't she done it?
So how will American voters respond to these different messages from the two campaigns? I've been hearing from our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Politics, as usual, as you well know, Anya, if you are the incumbent in power and there's a rush of inflation, that's your problem. You own it and the opposition is constitutionally obliged to put the boot into you. It doesn't matter how the inflation was caused, who caused it or whatever. If you're in power, that's it. You're going to be hammered for the cost of living. And that's what's happening here in the United States as it is in Europe. In both places, we've seen a post-COVID, post-war spike in inflationary costs. It's gone on longer here in the United States than it has in Europe, but that's partly due to the fact that the economy here is stronger and came rebounding out of the COVID crisis in a stronger way than the European economy did. All that's fine, but if you are Joe Biden, or in this case, Kamala Harris, you kind of have to own that inflation. And that's the point that Trump was trying to make yesterday. It's all their fault. And they were trying to say, no, we're actually doing stuff about it. And in Biden's case, saying, yes, my plan is working. I mean, he came out and said that very briefly on Wednesday. Thursday, he made more of a point of it. But again, Trump tried to focus his Bedminster press conference yesterday on the issue of the cost of living. But as usual with Trump, he got unfocused, much to the frustration of his campaign managers.
And this Biden-Harris deal on cutting the costs of drugs for 10 medications under a Medicare price negotiation, how big a win is that for them?
It's a pretty substantial win, but I think it's going to be a hard one to sell on the trail. Now, they did try and sell it hard yesterday, and seniors, all 65 million of them who will be eligible under this deal, they're a pretty big and important voting bloc in the United States, as in most countries. These are people who do tend to come out to vote at election time, and now Biden is seen to be doing something for them. And the cost of medicines here is a really big issue because they come with really big price tags. And, he was talking there about a nurse who was paying $9,000 a year out-of-pocket costs for medicines. These are extraordinary numbers, but they are not uncommon in America. In that list of 10, there was one medicine that is currently being charged at $550 a month. under the new plan, it would fall to $178 a month. Remarkably, Medicare, the state-backed insurance program for people over the age of 65, has not had the right to negotiate bulk deals in the purchase of medicines. Individual clients of Medicare were, of course, free to negotiate with the pharmaceutical majors as individuals to see if they could get anything knocked off the price. But basically, that was pitting Granny against the likes of Pfizer. And of course, Granny was never going to be able to withstand that. And it's taken until more or less now for this thing to kick in. It came as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, a bill that only got through in Congress on the casting vote of the president of the Senate, which was his own vice president. So she shares in part of the success of getting that bill through.
And this was the first event they held together since she became the nominee, replacing him. How did they appear, Sean? Was there any tension?
No, they worked well together. They came onto the stage together to, you know, massive cheers, as you'd expect from a partisan crowd. They worked well together. She introduced him. She was the first one to speak, praised him. The crowd responded really well. There was lots of thank you, Joe, kind of things. Quite a lot of emotion in the room. Then after a brief enough introductory speech, she left the stage and left it clear for the president to deal with this issue, which, as I say, has been a big, long-running issue for Joe Biden. And it's something that he's finally managed to get over the line.
Now, Kamala Harris has had a good start to her campaign. Her message is, you know, hope versus Trump's message of America's in a terrible place and you need me to save it. But it's a long way to that November election. How big the challenge does she face?
Well, it is a big challenge, certainly. You're coming from effectively nowhere in terms of the American political campaigning schedule. This is a new game, effectively. It's a campaign, although some people in America seem to be warming to these shorter European-style campaigns. The American presidential campaigns are usually long, drawn-out, grinding affairs, but the truncated nature of this one is probably playing to Harris's strengths. In that she hasn't had the massive overexposure that you'd get on a longer run. People are aware of her because she has been the vice president. And in the case of her chief opponent, Donald Trump, there's not much new to learn there. He's been president for 4 years. He's been on the political scene for longer. People know who he is and what they're getting. Once we get through next week's Democratic convention, she's expected to get another poll bounce out of that because that always happens. Trump got a bounce during his one. She'll get a bounce then. And then after that, we'll see what happens.
All right. In other news, Sean, the late Friends actor Matthew Perry, his death from a ketamine overdose. Five people have been charged with providing him with ketamine. Is that right?
Yeah, a group of people, which the U.S. attorney in California, Martin Estrada, described as a criminal network. They included two doctors, a live-in assistant of Perry's and a couple of go-betweens and somebody that was nicknamed the Ketamine Queen. They were accused of supplying these drugs to Matthew Perry, knowing that it was dangerous for him, but deciding to profit from it. The lead defendant in this, Dr. Salvador Plasenia, who was one of Matthew Perry's own doctors, is accused of selling him $55,000 worth of the drug ketamine, which was found in his system when he was found dead in his bath last year. Those drugs, they cost about $12 for a single vial, which the doctor was then selling onto Matthew Perry for $2,000 per vial. The attorney's office saying in the charging documents that this group of people took advantage of Perry's addiction to enrich themselves.
Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.